over 170 years after it was created, Antonín Lángvall's unique and remarkable cardboard model of Prague has just been unveiled in a new form. A digital version, which means users can get a taste of the city as it was in the early 19th century on a computer screen. In a moment, we'll meet the head of the team that carried out the painstaking digitalization process. But first, the model itself is described by its curator at the City of Prague Museum, Kateřina Bečková.
It's a realistic three-dimensional color depiction of the historical center of Prague, meaning the Old Town, Malá Strana, Hradčany and Prague Castle. It was created at a time before photography existed, so it's the only record we have of many buildings, because the city later changed a lot. And around half of the houses depicted are no longer in existence.
Už do dnešní doby se nezachová.
Inspired by a model of Paris he saw on display in Prague, Antonín Lángvall, who was a librarian at the Clementinum, began building his phenomenally intricate scale model in 1826 and had yet to complete it when he died 11 years later. 20 square meters in size, it features 2,500 structures depicted in great detail, even down to individual house signs.
We have it in a dust-proof, air-conditioned showcase in order to preserve it as much as we can. Of course, it won't last for thousands of years, but it should last for hundreds.
We have a special picture which is rendered in 2 gigapixels.
The owners of the Lángvall model of Prague now have less reason to worry about its survival, thanks to the work of this man, Jan Borjanek, from the company Visual Communication. He has overseen the project to digitalize the cardboard model, which was financed by Prague Town Hall.
Basically, we use a close-range photogrammetry methods, which are very like latest methods in computer vision and computer graphics. And we have many limitations regarding the lighting. And we had to build a special robot, which just did quite precise capturing of the model from various sites. And we had to just use many views of one point every 3 centimeters. And after a while, we have to process all 8 terabytes of data, which is enormous problem for 2 days computers, even for 2 days computers, and we had to use permanently something like a 48 CPUs for computing for a whole 2 years, and this was quite a computer intensive process.
And generally speaking, how much work was it in terms of man hours? How many people were involved?
We just tried to count that from work logs, and we were surprised that it was 5 times more than Lángvall's needed for build that model. It means that something like 40 man years, it was a lot. And also there were more than 170 operators involved in the project, and the core team of programmers was something like 20 people. And this was quite difficult, and it was on the edge of the technology. That's the problem.
How will people use your work, your digitization of the Lángvall model?
The first goal of the project was some kind of documentation of the model for scientists and for people from museum. Then we built special application for quite precise annotation of the model and for viewing from various sides. And finally, we evolved this expert application also to public applications. And these applications are some kind of computer game, let's say. It is not released yet, but it will be in May, I think. And there is a special application called Virtual Guide around the Lángvall model. It's a 3D fly over the model from very close distance from the model. Then you can feel like a small bird flying around the main parts of the city.
Thank you. What will people learn about Prague from your work?
The one thing which we realized in during the project, that there are many buildings which are really stay the same in the model and in real Prague, and it is because Prague, a historical center, is really well preserved. We learned that many signs and many historical buildings are still in Prague, and you can compare that. That is very fascinating when you can compare some paper artwork with real Prague, and it fits.
The Langweil Models curator, Katarzyna Bečková, welcomes its digitalization with open arms.
To, co předtím člověk musel hledat fyzicky, a to bylo velice náročné, protože...
You had to look for things physically in the past, which was demanding because the model's large. It can be separated into different parts, but working with them is complicated because they're big and heavy. You can't see everything, but now you can sit in your office and you have all the details up close on the monitor in front of you. The work's very easy and enjoyable.
The point of view of an expert. As for the general public, how can they enjoy the fruits of this extensive 14.5 million crown project? Susanna Strnadová is the director of the City of Prague Museum, located right by Florence metro station.
Existují webové stránky www.langweil.cz.
There's a website, www.langweil.cz. Also, in our main building, there are two interactive kiosks where people can browse the digitalized model themselves. You can buy a DVD about the digitalization, and there's also a virtual guide which features virtual walks through parts of Langweil's model. From April, we'll also have a small 3D cinema at the museum.
Od měsíce dubna bude zprovozněno malé 3D kino.
And for those who can't make it to Prague, can they find the digital version of the Langweil model online?
Na internetu jsou pouze ukázky.
On the internet, there are only extracts. You can experience interactivity on the DVD and at our museum. I should say as well that most of these applications are relatively demanding in terms of both computer hardware and software. But I believe in progress, and I'm sure that in the future it won't be anything special.